We need to know why. We need to know about growth and development of our children. Okay, and I think it's very important that we know because we will have more realistic expectations of our children as they're growing. If we know the different stages of how what to expect, okay, so our expectation of our children will be more realistic. Secondly, we can meet our children's needs at appropriate time, okay, because at each stage, children have their own needs, okay. So as we understand how they grow and what their needs are at each stage, we can help them. Thirdly, we can recognize any abnormality, and that's important. Because sometimes children have, for example, ADHD or speech problem, okay? Or even coordination problem. There are different kinds of problems that we can discover if we know what to expect at each of the stages. So that's why we need to know why children, the different developmental stages. And next is to, if we discover any abnormality, we can refer to for professional help at the proper time. For example, for children with ADHD, they need to be referred earlier, and not, or even the speech problem, they need to be referred earlier, and not until they're at school or something like that, and it's a bit later, okay? So that's why this information should be helpful to us. Now, there are some important do's for parents, and parents should do for the kids, okay? First of all, we need to help children to develop a sense of security and belonging. I think from all the studies that they have done, the first 3 to 5 years are most important years of a person's life. The first 3 to 5 years. I'm sorry. Can somebody translate for her? 我讲国语，不过有些听不懂国语。 Yeah. 就你翻译一个人就可以吗？ 谁可以帮助他翻译？ 英文都得，你都听到，个个都听到。 Yeah. Thanks, Marie. Yeah. And it's the PowerPoint has both Chinese and English, so you will get the gist of it. Okay? Thanks, Marie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the first 5 years are very important years of a child's life because a lot of their personality development starts from the first 5 years. And so it's important for them to have feeling the sense of security and belonging. Okay, early attachment, that means early attachment with parents, very important. Now, we have children, sometimes very early, they're out to daycare, for example. And that's very commonly done, right? Because both parents are working. That is, as long as you have a good daycare, that's so important. Sometimes I even recommend that better to have one person coming into the home instead of sending the child. Because at daycare, they don't have the same person looking after the child, and it changes all the time. And the child, there's not good early attachment to one parent or to both parents like that. So then what happens if you don't have good attachment? You become insecure, right? You don't have that security. And therefore, security is very important and feel belonging to your parents. Secondly, they have to have identity and self-worth. They have to feel that they are somebody, okay? It's not making them proud, okay? That's not the idea. But they are somebody, that somebody loves parents love them and care for them. And then we need to develop a sense of responsibility for themselves. Gradually let them learn to be more independent. And then also they're responsible not just for themselves, they also have responsibility for other people. And finally, we pray that we can help them develop a sense of God's presence with them, okay? God's care for them, okay? If we can develop that as early as possible, that will be wonderful. Some don'ts for parents. Those are important don'ts. Do not do. And that is, compare one child with another. And God has made us all unique and different, right? There are no two people exactly the same, are there? Even twins, they said they have studied twins. And even twins are not, they still have different personalities, is that right? Anybody have twins here? No? You have twins, good for you. Are they the same exactly? No. Right? So each child is unique. So then we don't try, you know, sometimes parents want to compare one child with another, and then they get disappointed if the other child isn't growing as fast or isn't as smart or anything like that. Every child has his own gifts and his own strengths and weaknesses. So we don't compare, okay? We just treasure the child that God has given us. Secondly, pressure. We don't pressure our children to develop faster than the natural maturity level, okay? For example, if a child is not ready to walk, then you make the child walk, and that's very hard on the child. You give the child too much pressure, okay? If the child is not ready to assume certain responsibility, then don't force them to do it, okay? And finally, that is quite a common problem. Number three is overprotect. We tend to overprotect our children and hinder them from healthy development. I recall from my nursing days that I visited a home, and this mom, it was a referral from the doctor, and I found out that from this mother that she has a two-year-old, and he cannot walk. And they're wondering if there's some developmental problem. So I tried to talk to the mom, and I said, show me what you have been doing with your two-year-old. And she said, well, he's not walking. And I said, have you tried to put him on the floor? Let him play on the floor. Oh, no, no, no. The floor is too dirty. I can't let him play on the floor. Okay, I said, have you put a mat or something on the floor? Oh, no, because he'll hurt himself. And she is so overprotective of the child. And she holds him all the time. And she doesn't let him get dirty anywhere. So it's pretty sad. And so the child never crawled. I said, did your child ever crawl on the floor? Oh, no, no, no. It's the floor won't be safe for the... And he'll knock over something. Instead of childproofing the house or the room, she rather hold the baby. And I think there's good attachment, all right. But the developmental, the child's not developing well, right? Because if the child's never learned to crawl, or the child can sit up, but not to walk yet. So then I told her to gradually put dangerous things away, and then childproof your room, okay, make sure it's safe, and then let the child clean the floor and put a mat on the floor and let the child crawl around. And eventually it took about 6 months or so before the child started to hang on to something and standing up, okay? So it takes time, but we must not overprotect. And we also have overprotect children, especially if you only have one at home. I think there's a tendency to overprotect. And then the child becomes very dependent on you to do everything, and they don't make their own decisions, and they don't even dressing themselves, feed themselves. These are early, they can bathe themselves. These are all things that you want to teach your child early, and so that they can become more independent. By the time the child is five, going to school already, they can do a lot. They can dress themselves. They can get up themselves. If you get them a little alarm clock, they can get up. They can feed themselves in the morning, get themselves ready, and then go to school, right? Or go to kindergarten and so on. So we want them to be more independent instead of depending on mom all the time, okay? So that you can be more free, okay? All right, so next, we're talking about the newborn now. How many are grandparents here? There are some grandparents. Are you helping with grandchildren? Yes. Okay. I know Tony is too, but he's... Oh, Andrea. 2 months old. Congratulations, Andrea. Okay. All right. So, but you people have been through the stage, so I won't talk too much about early times, but you know that how your baby grows so fast. And I have some literature there. You can bring it to your children about what to feed your babies, okay, from early, from breast milk or powder milk. And how many of you breastfed your babies here? Only one, two, three, okay, four, okay, good. And as you know, they are still recommending that breastfeeding is the best. And you know why it's the best? Do you know why breastfeeding is best for your baby? You probably do. Do you know? You all did it, so you must. Okay. Wonderful. This mother breastfed the baby for 1 year. Yeah, and he is or she is 15 years old and hardly sick. Okay, that's very good. So it's an immunity from the mother. The immunity, the dikang li, from the mother pass on to the baby from the breast milk, okay, which you don't get from powder milk. Now, powder milk has a lot of nutrition and it's very good these days, as long as you be careful where you buy your powder milk, okay? From I've heard that from certain places it's very dangerous. So, but if you can get it from locally, it should be fine. Powder milk is okay, okay? And even if you can feed for 3 or 6 months of breast milk, and some of you have to go to work, then you can change the formula. But one thing about breastfeeding is you start breastfeeding, you don't use bottle for a while. Because once you alternate both of them, then the baby prefers what? The bottle. And you won't be able to breastfeed. Okay? Because the sucking mechanism is different. It's a lot easier to get it from the bottle than get it from the breast. You use a lot more energy, okay? So, once you start the breast milk, just stay on the breast milk. Don't start on the bottle. If you want to give baby something to drink, use a cup, but not a bottle, okay? All right. So, by the time the baby is 4 to 6 months, the baby already has what? Double birth weight. And by the time the baby is a year old, already triple, okay, triple the birth weight. Did I do everything? Okay. Now, the first 12 months, the baby can eat by the, after around 6 months, the baby can start solids, as you know. And by 12 months, the baby can eat most of the solid foods. And I have literature out on the front there, at the desk there. If you want some to take home, you are welcome. And now, there are a couple of problems that I have heard from parents is babies crying. They don't like babies crying. And why do babies cry, you think? Why do they cry? Hungry. Okay, anything else? Poo-poo, okay. They're uncomfortable, okay, poo-poo. Okay, so they, yeah, or they're wet, right? So they want change or something like that. Okay, what else? There are other areas that make them cry. Sick? Okay, good. Anything else? Xiao mama po, that's right. They want to be held, that's right. Okay. They want attention, right? So they want you to hold. There's one other is burping. If there's gas in the stomach, they need to be burped, okay? Sometimes after feeding, there's a lot of air swallow into the stomach. And so what do you do with burp? How do you burp a baby? Yes. Or you can sit the baby up and push in the stomach, okay, a bit, and the burp will come very easily, okay? So there are different ways you can burp the baby, and some babies are harder to burp than others. Okay, one more thing. The babies cry. If the baby is too hot, I see a lot of parents wrap their baby, give too much clothing, okay? And the baby is too hot, then the baby will cry. And the more the baby cries, the hotter they get. Okay? So, how do you know if the baby is too hot? Usually you cannot tell by the hands. You have to feel the back of the neck. Okay? If it's moist and wet, that means the baby is too hot. So you can reduce, take off some clothes, or don't wrap the baby with too many thick blankets. But the wrapping is good. You know why the wrapping is good for baby? Early months, security, right? Because when you're in the mom's womb, it's so secure, right? And when you're out in the world, wow, it's pretty scary. That's why babies, when they came out, they cry, right? You hear the babies first cry, right? When they leave the mom's womb, yeah. Okay, now, studies have shown that if you don't let a baby cry, so when the baby wakes up, even before the baby cries, the mom goes ahead and picks the baby up. It becomes a habit that the baby is always picked up before the baby starts to cry. You know what happens? When the baby wakes up, he will not cry. You know, he's learned to have to cry before what? Before he's picked up, right? So if you pick him up, even before he cries, what is he going to learn? I'm awake. Somebody's going to come pick me up. I don't need to cry. You see how you train the baby that way? And the baby, and you know, some parents say, oh, you're going to spoil the baby. You will spoil the baby. But that's not true. Not for the first few months. That's when the baby needs you so much. Because the baby is so secure in your womb that the baby needs you. And before the baby cries, you even go and pick the baby up. Okay? And you try that. It really helps. It really works. All right? And the baby will just wake up and look up in the sky and look at different things and look at the things that dangle in front of the crib. And the baby won't cry. Wait until you come pick the baby up. And then you smile and the baby give you a big smile because you pick. You know what? Newborns can what? Can the newborn hear? The newborns can hear. Can the newborn see? They actually can see. They can see. But the hearing is the best to come. Okay, so your voice, even your voice, calling the baby by name and your voice, the baby can hear you. Okay, even if you're in another room. You say, I'm coming, I'm coming. The baby can hear you, okay? And in about a month or so, the baby can see, okay? Initially, they can see light from dark, okay? And eventually, they can identify the faces, okay? So, all right, so that's about the newborn. parenting tips. What are the tips for the infant? What are the needs of the... we need to respond in a loving way to the child's smiles and cries, okay? So we talked about that already, that when they cry, pick the baby up and see what the baby needs and try to give the baby, make the baby comfortable. Now, the secondly is to maintain a regular routine for sleep and feedings. And that would be quite important. And that's important throughout the whole time that bringing up the child, is develop a good feeding and sleep routine, okay? And next part is provide comfort and security, and we talked about that already. And security is, as the baby start to crawl, you make sure the room is safe, okay? And rather than, no, I hear lots of parents, don't take things away, and all they do is, no, and baby, the child start to respond, no, to parents, right? Have you heard that? So better to put things away so that it's safe for the baby to crawl around. This stage, is baby is very curious, and they want to touch everything, you know? And so let them touch whatever can be touched, okay? But anything that's breakable, anything dangerous, you make sure you put them away. And then provide appropriate stimulation. Okay, so you can put the music on because the baby can hear well. So you put the music on, or you can put some songs or Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, or some music on. Or you can sing or, you know, do something. Or some people have little chimes or something to little rattle for the baby. Now we move to the next part. It's a toddler from 12 to 24 months, and this is when they have a vocabulary of about 200 words. Okay, so it's from listening to you that the child started to learn to talk a little bit. The child can stand alone, walk, run, drink from the cup. And the baby can feed himself or herself, okay? So now this is when you have to give the opportunity. If you give the opportunity to the child to feed himself or herself, then baby will. Otherwise, you will have to feed the baby all the time, okay? So if you give the baby a spoon, even though he makes a mess, if you put a mat on the high chair and let him play with the food and putting it in the mouth. And not when he's not hungry, okay? Then he would just make a mess. But when he's good and hungry, then you give him the spoon and let him learn to feed himself. Again, you have to give him the opportunity. If you keep feeding him, then he will become lazy and he won't do it himself, okay? And drinking from a cup, yes, most of them can do by 2 years old. Just remember, their attention span is only between 5 and 10 minutes. That's not long, okay? So whatever you want to do with the child, anything longer than 5 or 10 minutes is too long. And then the child will get bored, and then what? Then they will be fussy, and they won't cooperate. The other things you need to know is that there is a drop in appetite at this time. Used to baby love the food and eat a lot, but now the baby is going to dawdle over the meals. They're not going to pay attention to food because they're not hungry. So then don't expect the child to eat like before because their appetite has decreased. At this stage, you can teach the baby how to go to the toilet training, and also the baby will learn to sleep through the night, okay? Do you people put the baby in the baby's own crib, or do you take the baby to the bed with you? How many of you take the baby to the bed with you? You put the baby in his own bed? Oh, good. Okay, you've done the right thing. Good. All right. Then the babies get used to sleeping by himself, okay? That's important. And also the baby will get a better sleep and you get a better sleep too. Okay? Now, again, by what age they can sleep through the night, you think? 6 months? Very good. Wow, your baby is a very good baby. Okay. 1 year? 1 year, yes, at least 1 year. By two, most of them do. I think by two, they will for sure sleep through the night, okay, without waking you up. Because you give them a late feeding, and then the next morning early, okay? So then you have to wake up early. Now, during the this 2 months old, 24 months, not 2 months, there what is called temper tantrum. It's called, sometimes they call it terrible twos, okay? Terrible twos is the stage when they have temper tantrum. And why do they have temper tantrum? It's when they don't get their way. Okay, baby wants his own way. And so we can expect that. Expect them, but we can see on what occasion the baby has temper tantrum or the little child has temper tantrum and try to avoid situations like that, okay? And what do you do when the child has temper tantrum? What do you do? What do you usually do? What's the best way to do? Time out. Okay. Can you explain what time out means? Okay. 對著個腳,哇,可以行嗎? 哦,法國是有行,okay. Now, I just want to warn you, in Canada, you're not allowed to what? Spank your kid, okay? Hit your kid by any means, especially if it's going to show marks on the body. Because I was asked to go to a school because a mother or the child show up at school with what? With lots of marks on the body. And the child was taken to Children's Aid. All right? Because, and then I was sent from the health department to go and visit this mom. The mom didn't speak English. And the mom, I think the child was already 8 years old. And I said, "What happened?" But she was crying. She was crying. And I said, "What happened?" And she told me that the child wouldn't listen to him or listen to her. And so she used a stick and hit him. And there are marks on both arms, okay, red marks, and also on the back. And so that's why. And I said, "Well, you're in Canada. You're not in China. And you're not allowed to, this is called abuse, right? Yeah. 虐待你的小孩, yeah." And I said, so she couldn't have the child back until she attended some of our parenting. We have to give her a certificate that she came for parenting classes and then prove that she knew, understood how to discipline a child before she can have her little boy back, okay? So for newcomers, they may not know, and you might have to help them or let them know that this is not allowed in Canada, okay? And so even if the child has temper tantrum, timeout is good if it works. Now, anything that works is fine, okay, as long as it's not abusing the child in any way. But if it doesn't work, you might have to try other things. When the child only has short attention span, it means that don't expect the child to stay drawing or reading or anything for any length of time. Then you find ways to change the atmosphere, or let the child do something else, or go downstairs to play, or go out for a walk, or have a snack, or you can do all kinds of things to prevent the child getting bored. And and if the child becomes angry or upset, yes, calm down, okay? When you are upset, it's not good to try to discipline the child. Just calm down and sit with the child. Just sit down. And, you know, you can just sing or say, let's go out for a walk or something. Just change the atmosphere altogether, okay? And then he will grow out of it. The child will grow out of this terrible two stage. Okay, some of the now parenting tips for the toddlers, 1 to 2 year old, is expect minimal social skills. They don't know how to share yet or take turns, okay? So, you know, if it's anything, they don't want to line up for anything, right? So you have to gradually teach them how to take turns, how to share. Sometimes I say, would you share with your mommy, you know, if I give him something? And he would gladly, he sometimes would give you, share with you. And what do you do when a child is willing to share you with you? Thank you. Thank you so much. You are very good at sharing, okay? When you praise a child, when you say good, you have to let the child know what he's good at. You specify. You said, thank you for sharing your food with your brother or your sister, okay? Don't say, you're a good girl, you're a good boy, because they don't know what you mean, what you're saying, what they're good at, okay? So you have to specify it. Okay, so don't expect a lot of social skills at this point, but you can establish some boundaries, okay, that they're not to hit, to bite, because they're teething, and they love to bite on things, right? And they want to bite on different things. So give them something hard to bite on, and or take things belong to other people. They sometimes grab their brother, little brother or sister's toys and things like that. And we say, oh, no, you cannot do that, okay? So you make sure that you gradually teach them that. They're not going to learn that very fast, but that's what you have to teach at this point. Next point, then, is to provide a climate of safety, security, and acceptance, okay? And again, security is important, acceptance is important, that even if they're very bad or if they're temper tantrum or if they're fa pi chi, you still love them. You still know that they will get better. Okay, continue with parenting tips. Then you can use action songs, pictures, puppets to hold their attention. So parents have to be creative to entertain your toddler, to give them different opportunities to learn songs, and or they can doodle on a piece of paper with coloring pencils, or you can even have puppets, right? Little puppets, as if they can talk and laugh, and kids love it. Oh, puppets! It's puppet shows. They just love it so much. When they get bored and want to fuss or anything, then you provide diversions and substitutions. You find other ways of entertaining them or being with them. And what is important thing is what? The quality time spent with your child. I know mothers are busy. Mothers are very busy, especially. But when you're with the child, you spend quality time with the child. How it inspires and aids early development. This is how a mother, you see, the mother is having as much fun as a child, as you can see from this photo, right? Now, we're going to talk about spiritual concepts to emphasize for infants and toddlers. Now, these will be very simple prayers that we start giving the baby the idea, okay? Thankful for parents and grandparents, and if you have siblings, you thank God for them, okay? Thankful that Jesus loves me, okay? And you can, and they probably don't have any idea of who Jesus is, but just let them know that God, Jesus up there, loves you so much. And then thankful for God's daily care. They have food and toys and everything, and learn to be thankful. Thankful that God is my helper, okay? parents have to model love and how to be helpful to others. Okay, so we set the example of sharing, of helping other people, and we become the models for our little children. And then they will learn to be helpful. When they see visitors come in, they will learn to say hello or wave when say goodbye and all these things, all the manners that you want to teach this child. So teach child to be thankful early in a child's life. Give thanks always. Now we come to the preschooler, 3 to 5 years old, and they have their muscle coordination has improved, and so they can do more drawing and more building blocks, and some of them would like to ride their tricycle now. Okay, so this is a time when they love to ride tricycle outside or play outside. And then they like to enjoy make-believe play. Okay, you pretend you're a dog or you are something, and in a story you can tell a story. And I remember using the story of Jonah and the big whale, and kids love that story. And you can pretend to act out the story. Okay, so. So all kinds of Bible stories you can use, or you can use other fairy tales or any stories to tell the with these 3 to 5 year old. Now some of the 5 year old already are quite sensible, quite mature, and they want to be mom's helper. So you can, if they want to be helpful, don't kick them out of the kitchen, okay? If they want to be helpful, sure. Come, and you give some plastic dishes for them to put on the table. Not the china ones, because they may drop it, right? Put some dishes on the table, or help with napkins, or something like that, okay? But also that they learn to, when they finish eating, what? They learn to take their dishes back to the sink. Okay, these are good habits to teach your children, okay? So that they will remember what they need to do. So you develop good habits. Okay, so if they want to help, let them help. I remember having a little broom. When I'm vacuuming, they can have a little broom as if they're cleaning the floor to help me clean the floor also. That would be fun. And continue the language development, socialization. So they will continue to learn to speak more, talk more, and their ability to socialize a bit more, and they're beginning to know what is right and what is wrong, okay? So when you say no, you cannot jump on the sofa, but you can jump on the floor, okay? So give them an alternative. When you say no to one thing, you give them an alternative for doing something else, rather than just say, no, you cannot do that, okay? So you can jump on the floor, but not on the sofa or on the bed, okay? So something for them, because they're active, they want to do things. So give them a chance to do what they need to do. Parenting tips then for 3 to 5 year old, develop the ability to share and to take turns. And just remember, you have to keep repeating. Repetition helps with remembering and learning, okay? If you say it once, they won't remember. Okay, their memory is short. Just like their concentration span is short. So you might have to repeat, and repeat, okay? Help them to learn, okay? And sometimes I say, well, do you know what you're supposed to do with your dishes? Just ask the question back and then let them think for themselves. And then they will remember, okay? What are you supposed to do with your shoes when you come into inside the house? Oh, they remember they're supposed to take the shoes off and then put them on the mat, okay? So these little things that you keep training every day as they go about running around, okay? And so you repeat and repeat. That's how they learn. And teach how to learn to cooperate with other people, okay? And that sometimes is hard, because they want their own way, okay? Especially if you have a strong-willed child, it's quite difficult for them to learn to work with other or cooperate with other people. But we teach them step by step. And the other thing that's important is at this age already, you're going to set strict limits for watching television, computer games. Now it's iPhone or whatever, whatever high-tech stuff that they have, that they own. Our youngest son has a daughter, and she did not. They did not turn the television on until I think she's probably seven or eight. Yeah, they have TV, but they just don't want her to spend. And she's a great reader even at this age. Okay, so she very seldom watches TV, and when she comes to Mama Yeye's house. She said, may I watch TV? And I said, oh, you have to ask your daddy. Because mommy and daddy's teaching has to be consistent with grandma and grandpa. Okay? So when she comes over for dinner or something, or they need me to babysit or anything, I need to know all the rules at home. Okay? So I want to be consistent. I don't want to break or... Otherwise, they will not listen to the parents. Mama Yeye say, okay, how come you say not okay, right? So we try to be consistent, okay? So we limit about the TV and computer games and things like that. Discipline by using natural consequences. And some of the natural consequences may be what? What would be natural consequences? If you don't want to eat, then what? You go hungry, yes. You won't eat until the next meal. I don't give you in-between meals. Or not when you're hungry, you just eat. Not like that. That's right. That's a natural consequence, okay? So if you go out and you don't want to wear your mitts, then you get cold, okay? So sometimes we don't have a heart to do that. But for the child's learning... I think sometimes we have to let them experience or learn the hard way. In other words, learn the more difficult way. And actually, it's more helpful to them that way. Okay? And they discipline by consequences, natural consequences. Maintain regular, healthy daily routines. Again, every day the same, if possible. Even bedtime, even after meals, you go brush your teeth. Before mealtime, you wash your hands. These are all regular good routines that you want to set for your children so that they will remember that. Even go to somebody else's house, they'd still do the same thing, okay? And then try and put them into their bed about the regular time, okay? I know sometimes weekends and if you have visitors, it's a bit more difficult, but then sometimes I just say to them, tonight is special, so you don't have to be in bed by 8 o'clock. It's special, okay, so that they know that they can go to bed a little bit later, okay, because sometimes it's hard when you have visitors and things like that, but you make it as special for them. Okay, spiritual concepts to emphasize then would be God is the creator of this world, and God even created me, okay? So let them know that our God is a personal God. And he made the birds and the flowers and everything beautiful. And God also made me beautiful, okay? And Jesus is God's son, is my best friend, okay? So we want them to learn that Jesus is your best friend. Jesus as a sin, what is sin? Sin is an abstract word. They don't know what sin is. But you give them some example. What is not right? Sin is when you do something wrong, right? Something that God is not happy with. And when you disobey God, or you disobey your mommy or daddy, or you disobey your teachers, okay, these would be considered sin. Otherwise, they don't have any idea. This word is too hard for them. Okay. And then you teach them about Jesus dying on the cross for your sins. And if you have pictures, you can hang in the child's room, Jesus with the children, because we want to teach them that Jesus loves children. And Jesus forgives my sin when I ask him, and when I am truly sorry, okay? That will be important, because sometimes just they say one thing and they're not really sorry for themselves and sorry for doing wrong or disobey mommy or daddy. So you teach them what is meant by I'm sorry. When I'm sorry, it means I won't do it again, okay? It's I repent, I won't do it again. And you say sorry to your mommy and daddy, or you say sorry to Jesus, okay? The other thing is, I can pray anytime. God sees and hears me at all times. So if they realize that God is watching over them, okay, and hear them, and anything that they have problems with, anything that, lots of children at this age, they have lots of fears, especially at night. They're scared about something, okay? So, and especially books that are not good for them, like monster books and things like that. Try to avoid giving them those books, okay? Star Wars, maybe they're scary things. But at this age, they're not ready to handle that. At nighttime, they have bad dreams, and they're scared. And at nighttime, they won't go to sleep because they're so scared, and they will cry. So you tell them Jesus is with them, Jesus is watching over them, and they don't need to be scared, okay? And mommy is right next door, and you don't have to be scared, okay? Now we come to 6 to 9-year-olds, okay? Now they're older, right? So they have the increased ability to reason, to move from the concrete to abstract. So they don't have to have the concrete things now. If you talk about Jesus and God and so on, they are better to understand, okay, easier to understand. They should be able to have increase in independence, master self-care, and they can get up early in the morning if you get an alarm clock so that you don't have to go and wake them up, okay? They can do their own, eat their own breakfast. They can get ready for school themselves, pack their bag, and you might still have to help them with their lunch. But they can mostly dress themselves and bathe themselves, okay? So allow them to do these things so that they can become more and more independent. Now, at this age, they're going to socialize more outside the home, okay? Outside of family members. So friends are important. And they usually have girlfriends or boyfriends. They love to play with girls. They don't like the opposite sex, okay? Right now, they're more, they want to play with their own kind. And television, movies, books, and peer pressures, they can easily be influenced, okay? They're still quite naive, so anything that they watch or anything they see or peer pressure, they will follow. They will be influenced. Okay, so we have to watch the kind of material that the books that you give them, or you get them to read, or the peers, their friends. Who are their friends? Okay. So parents teach them to learn what? Take responsibility for self-care, and we talked about there. To choose friends and deal with bullies, okay? So there will be bullies at school especially. And how do you teach them to deal with their bullies? Do you know? What do you do? When they come home crying and they say, I don't want to go to school anymore. Somebody is bullying me. What would be the best way? How do you teach them to deal with bullies? Yeah. Speak out, okay? Speak out to whom? To the teacher, okay, good. That is probably one of the good ways to tell the teacher, especially the teacher at recess or if it's outside when the child bullies you, okay? Anything else? Stand up to the bully and say what? Okay, you can do that, yeah. Stop, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Or I will tell the teacher or something like that, right? Maybe give him a bit of warning. Mm-hmm. Learn to stay away from the bully. Okay, you know who is going to bully you? You play with other friends. Don't get near the bully, okay, if you can. Yes? Yes? And also come home and tell your parents. Because if it's too serious and the child won't go to school, parents should take the child to the principal and tell the principal what's going on, okay? And then maybe the principal would do something to bring the child in, the bully into the office, okay? Or talk to the bully's parents as well, okay? So there are different ways you can handle, but don't let this be a hindrance to your child going to school or enjoy school, all right? Mm-hmm. Because this does happen. Yes. Hi, hi. Hi. Hello, hello, hi. Hi, 難啲嘅, 依家, 因為佢哋已經有自己嘅 best friend. 換學校 is one way. 第二個way呢, 就係佢有啲 best friend 喺 church 係嘛? 你有冇去 church 嘅? Yeah, okay. 即係有啲 church 嘅 friend 啊, 有第二啲朋友咯, 即係唔使淨係靠學校啲朋友, in other words. 咁佢都可以 survive 到嘅, 咁學校呢你就或者幫佢睇下同老師傾一傾啊, see if there is another friend that 呢個老師可能幫佢即係幫佢搵另外一個朋友 or get into another group, okay, if possible. 因為佢哋有時做嗰啲 assignment project together 嗰啲朋友, yeah, 咁可以變成朋友咁樣, okay, yeah. 佢係好 outgoing 嘅係嘛？ 佢係咪？ 係， 哦， 咁就 won't be hard， yeah。 okay。 好， 咁我哋就幫助佢哋呢， 點樣選擇朋友， 又幫助佢哋點樣解決衝突， resolve conflict to problem solve， if they have a problem, you teach them how to solve their problem, okay? Don't let them have some initiative of solving it. Don't try and solve every problem for them. See what they can do, come up with, okay? They may have some suggestion as well. The next part is to make sure they eat a balanced diet to avoid junk food, okay? And that's kind of important that they eat a balanced diet. And I have some Canada's food guy out there in the table. You're welcome to take them. And what I have done with our kids is I post them on the refrigerator door so that they can see and they can count the things that they're eating and whether or not they're having a balanced diet. Okay, so it's helpful for them to have the picture and rather than nagging them all the time. But whatever you have, if you want them to have snacks, then you make sure you provide healthy snacks, okay? Not just chips and candies and so on, but something more has protein or something that would, because they're growing, okay? So these kids are growing and they need all the calcium and the vitamins and so on to help them grow well. So avoid junk food, okay? Definitely not candies and gums and things like that because they will have very bad teeth. Because they don't usually brush them right after eating. Time management, and that's a big problem, is how to manage your time and set priority, okay? We need to train them to how to manage their time. And what is priority? I always say you have to, actually, we work together with the kids to set a timetable and write it all out, okay? What time and what time they do what, okay? And then put it on the refrigerator door again so they can see it. And we set it together. We said, how about when you come home, you have a break, you can have some snack or something from school, and then it's homework time, okay? So between 4 and 6 is probably homework. If they have homework, that has to be done first before they can play, before they can go out to play, okay? So homework is priority, okay, before play. And if they can get it done, then after dinner, we can go out and do something together, all right? But if it's not done, then after supper, after a little rest, as they get older, they have more homework, then they may have to spend another hour or so doing homework before they can do other things. So it's a good idea to work with them and to come up with a timetable that they together with you set it, okay? Just not your own timetable for them. Okay, and the next part is they need to accept failure as part of growing process. Now, sometimes they will come home with a report card that is not as ideal as they would like to see. Sometimes one or two courses, maybe in the low Bs, or and they say, oh, I don't like that one or something. But you give positive encouragement. You said, I think next time you will do better, okay? You give them that positive encouragement rather than scold them or say you're not paying attention or you're not studying enough or you're playing too much. If you give all these negative things, it's not going to help them. But you give them the feeling that you trust that they will do better. Okay? So you said, I trust that next time you will work harder and you will do better. Okay? But don't get discouraged. Next time you'll do better. Okay? And set by nice sing gong ji mo, is that a Chinese saying? I learned that when I was very young. It's amazing that I can still remember. Okay, so this is what we accept their failure and don't expect. I think sometimes Chinese parents have very high expectations and they want their kids to have all A's, okay? And sometimes A is not good enough, they want A pluses. And that's a lot of pressure on your kids, okay? Not every child can get A plus or A. And so I just am afraid that, you know, there are lots of young people today that are suffering from depression. And there are, even in Toronto, every year there are many suicides, you know that, eh? And they're getting too much pressure from school or from their parents, and I feel so sad about that, okay? And especially if they don't know Jesus as their Savior, they will be discouraged and they feel they're no good. Before my parents' eyes, they're not good. They're not good enough for them. And when you have that feeling within your heart, you know how you feel, right? I'm not good enough for my parents, and I won't. It's not worth it. Why do I study, you know? So they get depressed. Yeah. Okay. So we try and give them a positive feedback as we can. Spiritual concepts to emphasize again. Between 6 and 9, provide a warm and loving home atmosphere, a sense of security and trust. And that's so important for our children. Use teachable moments to talk about God. And if they have God in their lives, it would help them through difficult times, right? There are many more difficult years ahead of them, and they need to know that God is with them and God cares for them. Reading God's word and praying daily. Now, I don't know whether this is your habit, but I grew up in a family with family devotions every night. After dinner, my parents and I and us, I have a family of 5, including me, 5 siblings, okay? We're a big family. And mom and dad would have a time of family devotion with us, pray, read a portion of scripture, and pray together. And as we got older, we have too much homework, then it would be once a week rather than every night. Okay? Once a week, we set a time, usually either Friday evening or Thursday night, because they have youth group and so on at church, and Saturday, Friday and Saturday may be busy, or Sunday is busy. So we might set it on a Thursday night, okay? So then we will have a family devotion. And we will take turns, not just mom and dad do it. We will have each child take turns reading the scripture, sharing about your day, your week, and then pray. Pray for, you have any prayer items of thanksgiving, or you have problems with your friends, if you name your friends, or any problems you can bring out. And we share and we pray, and we take turns praying as well. So give them the feeling of leadership and that they can lead a family devotional time. Okay? So if you haven't that, actually I'm the fourth generation of Christians in my family. Okay? So you pass on the baton. Don't let it break through, okay? You pass it on to the next generation. Teach them as well, okay? So I find it very helpful. And then my parents also provide us with some daily devotional things so that we can do it ourselves, all right? And we do that at our own time. And we already have family devotion and church time. I think they can involve with youth group early in, even at 9 years old, they have children's group together at church. And then trust Christ as personal, encourage them to trust Christ as personal Savior for day-to-day problems. And then also learn to concern for reaching others for Christ. My husband and I had the opportunity to go to Taiwan for about a year to do a medical mission. And at that time, our children all came with us. And they had to go to special schools, missionary schools. And but then they had a chance to go outside and see the conditions of the poor. We were not in Taipei because that's too big a city, or too everything. They don't need us. But usually in the country places where there are lots of poor people, and they learn to appreciate Canada, and they also learn to share or to tell about Jesus, why they came to Taiwan, and why they came to help the local people there, and so. Give them different opportunities to think about foreign missions or missions, not just in, you don't have to go out of the country, even around your neighborhood or the children you play with your friends, okay? Or share the Bible story with them, okay? So these are opportunities for them to learn about mission. Okay, there are a couple of verses I'd like you to take home. Okay, let's read together. Can you see the words? Train a child. Let's read together. Train a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. And that's in Proverbs 22:6. And the second verse is fathers, and I'm sure it includes mothers too. Do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Okay? Those are precious verses. That's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Okay? Those are the verses that we can remember that, you know, as parents, we're busy, and sometimes we get exasperated and we get angry and we get upset. But ask God to help us to manage our own emotions. Last time we talked about high EQ, right? We have to have high EQ and to manage our own emotions so that we know how to help our children. You know, if you have good EQ, your children will learn from you to have high EQ. And also, now they talk about AQ. You know what AQ is? It's, Nijing, the 智商, 是不是? Yeah, okay. 那么, AQ is adversity quotient, okay? So help them to manage how to have difficult times. It's okay, you have difficult times. You have lots of pressure at school, at work, or at the school, homework and all that. But you know where to turn. You know that you have a God there to turn to. And they have done studies that children who have a Christian background, they are more resilient in difficult times. And that's from several studies already. And so it's important for them to have a good spiritual foundation to help them through life. Okay, and I think is this our last? I think that's our last. Oh, yeah, this is a good picture of harmony in the home. Okay, and this is what I wish for all of you, that you have a happy and lots of fun and harmony in the home. You see that this is a picture of three generations. You have the grandparents there, and the parents and the grandchildren, and they're having a good time. Thank you so much. Yes, and I don't recommend. I think you need to limit. You don't need to do all the extras. One or two things, because it's too much for them to handle. And there's no time for family time even, because after school they go to programs, and by the time they're back, they're tired, right? They have you choose a couple of things, and one or two the most, I would say, like piano, or if they like music, or some sports, you know. Yeah, if a child has self-confidence, feels good about himself or herself, he will not. This will not bother them, you know, because you have your self-worth already, okay? That's why self-esteem is important to develop in our children, is so that whatever other people, you don't need to follow them. You become the leader rather than following everybody else. Peer pressure will not affect you that way, okay? So I know as they even get older, when you get to the adolescence, peer pressure is a big problem. You know, the girls have to wear what everybody else wears or do what everybody does and things like that. But, if you have good self-esteem, you feel good about yourself, and your parents even feel that you are fine, you're doing well. Yeah, because many of them that have this feeling of being bullied, or it's because they don't have a good feeling about themselves. They're insecure, okay, about themselves. And quite often, if that's how they feel, then they're not going to feel, they will easily be lured by other peers, okay, by other friends. So try and develop, give them a sense that they're doing fine, they're doing well, and you trust that they are doing well, okay? You believe in them, okay? And don't always give them the feeling you're no good, you're not meeting up my expectation. And that's very hard on a kid. I have gone to the schools, and then some of the children, their heads are down, and they're so afraid to speak up. And yet I see a lot of Western kids, you know, they can put their hands up and answer, but a lot of Chinese kids, when they first come, when I see them at school, they're shy. And they're kind of withdrawn, and they're afraid, and that's when we need to build up their self-confidence, okay, and their self-esteem, and make them feel that they're okay, and you accept them as they are, okay? Don't think that they're not good enough, and that's a very bad feeling. So give your kids that sense of security, and I'm doing okay, and I will do better. Anything else? That's a good question, but try and limit their extracurricular because it can just be too much, and too much for the parents as well. By the time you take them here and there and everywhere, oh my goodness, there's no family time. And family time is important. Yeah. All right, so next session then we will talk about the next stage is from 10 to 18, and I hope to see you then, okay? All right.